Business and Employment. Your ability will make a suitable place or position for you. Have no doubt. Principal will put you where you belong, will strengthen you there, will keep you there. That is what gravity does with the earth. It does not permit it to drift from its orbit. Principal will not permit you to be idle or out of your place. Certainly the way to a career is open to you, perhaps in a direction not yet suspected. It is inevitable that one should find an outlet for his abilities. This fact is crystallized in the proverb, "A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men." Hold thought to these truths. They will promote you. Your telegram received. You remember what that San Francisco chap recently said to the effect that no individual has any duplicates in the wide universe. This means that both of you are important. Each has something indispensable to the world. The world knows this and knows where to obtain it, and you know it and how to proceed. Why all this wisdom on the part of the world and of yourselves? Because all discerning mind is functioning everywhere, in you and in everyone else, even dipping down into worldly and material affairs to set them right. Hold on to this truth and thereby bring it out in your experience. And above all, be willing to do the thing that comes to hand to be done. Better things are sure to appear when we gladly and industriously do the supposedly smaller jobs. Meanwhile, I will give you a boost or two or three. The first thing you know, you will see that opportunity which even today is looking you in the face and saying, "I am yours. Grab me quickly." Take hold of yourself in the good old-fashioned way and be master of the situation. This should be the easiest thing in the world for a man of your outstanding ability. Do not let worry and inferiority complex confuse you. And certainly do not let them get you down. You are thoroughly equipped for running that plant, intelligently handling its labor problems along with other matters. This is why the company has put you in charge. They have full confidence in you. So has everyone else. You know very well that you measure up to the situation. Now stop dawdling and be a man. The all-wise mind is yours. It is what you mean when you say, "I." Just recognize this simple fact and proceed fully equipped with divine intelligence. Running that business should be a joy, not a burden, and it will be. The business will succeed. Is it not a helpful enterprise in the community, affording worthy people employment and providing the world with a necessary commodity? It is not too much to affirm that the Almighty is in the midst of the adventure, giving it direction, indeed giving direction to every man and woman connected with it. There is a senseless theory abroad that the individual should put himself out of the way and let God do it all. This is a dangerous half-truth. You have heard it said that Jesus put himself out of the way. The fact is that wherever he went, he stole the show. This was the chief objection the Pharisees had to him when they complained, "The whole world is gone after him. What do we count for?" When the Almighty works in starting, upholding, expanding a business, and making it a profitable and commendable venture, the Almighty works through management and the employees, does He not? Certainly, He does not dispense with them. On the other hand, they do not dispense with Him. It is a joint undertaking with perfect cooperation and synchronization of effort. That business transaction has no choice but to move in the right direction. The Almighty has no patience with static conditions. His whole universe is in motion, effortless and triumphant. There is not a single motionless area under the sun. Yes, everything feels the urge of principle, whether we call the thing a city lot, a noodle factory, or a human body. Nothing static, certainly in the thought of people these days, whether it has to do with buying or selling or what have you. Thought is courageous and venturesome. It acts in response to that old axiom, nothing ventured, nothing have. This same principle is making an adjustment of all the affairs and the conditions of your children and household. Have faith. Everything is under control.